Darby O'Gill did it, and later this month you can too, and that's catch a leprechaun at this year's National Leprechaun Hunt taking place in Carlingford. Frances Taylor, what do we need to bring with us to the hunt?
Just yourself. Just yourself and as many friends as you, and parents, grandparents, children, sisters, brothers. Just show up on the green on Sunday about 1 o'clock. Registration will start about 12:30, and you can get your license there for the National Leprechaun Hunt. You will not be allowed on the mountain without
license.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you buy your license there.
Just like any hunting, you know, you have to be licensed to hunt.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you will not be allowed on the mountain that day without a prospecting license. They're only €5. And we've kept it like really low. We like to offer a simple family day out. You know, it's seldom that you get it anymore without having to constantly go in your pockets. And as a mother, you know, I would appreciate that. So yeah, we just kept it very simple. You gather at the green. You can come with your leprechaun hats. You can come dressed as a leprechaun if you wish. We have loads of different colourful characters every year that kind of really, really add to the occasion and really, really get into it. So you come along to the Village Green in Carlingford from 12:30, 1 o'clock, get your licence, and then we head off to the mountain at 2 o'clock and you can hunt up there until 4. So we have 100 leprechauns hidden up there, and there'll be a cash prize on all the leprechauns. We are asking people though, if you come across any of the real guys, because it's the hunt happens just to the right of the special area of protection where the leprechauns live. So we ask, and sometimes because it's the first day of spring, you know, they're out there dancing from early dawn, but we ask anybody who comes across a real leprechaun to leave them. And don't try and capture them.
Yeah, you know, it is their home. You know,
yeah. Well, what if you accidentally mix them up to be one of the ones that you guys have planted?
No, you won't. No. You can't. You couldn't possibly mix a real guy up with the ones that we planted. No, definitely not. But the guys that there's 15 that we know their names of the 236. And last year we dropped Carrig, who is the elder, on the mountain. And this year it will be a different leprechaun from the clan up there. Obviously, we don't let anybody know until the day. Which one we're going to be planting. But yeah, so it's great fun. It's absolutely great fun. And you know, a lot of the kids, you know, when they do find the leprechaun, you know, they come back off the mountain and they'll give their cash prize to charity. You know, it's not about really what they're going to find. It's about, and you get grandparents, you get teenagers, mummies and daddies sometimes enjoy it more than the kids. It's a fantastic day out. Really, really is. And it gets you up there onto the mountain and take a picnic with you, as long as you take everything home with you. There'll be refreshments for sale on the mountain. By the time you get up there, you'd need a drink of water anyway. And then you have the hunting area that is clearly marked out, and there'll be stewards up there, and you just stay, you know, you're not going to be going all over the mountain. There's a clear area marked out that where the leprechauns will be. And it's great fun. It's absolutely great fun.
Would there be any clothes that you'd recommend to go? Because obviously you're going to be going up in the mountains, so you need to be kind of prepared. Do you need shoes? Do you need raincoats? Or what would you recommend?
Well,
you fine?
Sensible footwear.
Okay.
Sensible footwear.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's up to yourselves. But yeah,
a raincoat probably to be advised in this country as well. Never go anywhere without a raincoat. Although, hopefully it's this Sunday, isn't it? And if it's anything like with the weather we had yesterday, you'd be in for a spectacular day in Carlingford.
I know. But the only thing, if it does rain, you know, after the rain, a rainbow will come. So,
and we all know what's at the bottom of that.
Yeah, so that would be, we haven't gotten one of them. We haven't gotten one of them yet. We haven't seen a rainbow at the hunt yet, so I'm waiting for the year that we do that.
Oh.
Yeah, and also the Leprechaun Whisperer will be there. Kevin Woods, he's the man that claims that he communicates with the leprechauns, and he's the one that opened the Leprechaun Cavern this year. So he will be on site to talk to the children, to sign books. He's got a whole series of books now, children's books, based on what the leprechauns have told him. And he's on his third book at the moment. So they'll all be available on the day as well.
Will he be giving tips on how to find leprechauns?
I think he will. He claims that you have to have a gift. I don't have it. I've tried it. But he does have a certain technique of finding certain people that can see the leprechauns and certain people that can't. And you either have the gift or you don't. I'd love to have it. He says that, you know, just because I don't have it now, 10 years it could come. So
there you go.
Yeah,
there could be a few of our listeners out there didn't even know that they're gifted now to see leprechauns.
Is it not more that I thought the leprechauns, they decide to make themselves, you know, notice to you. It's up to them. It's you know, maybe it's to do with a gift as well, but I thought, this is what I had heard, could be completely wrong. Obviously the Leprechaun Whisperer knows his stuff, but that it's up to them. They'll decide if they want you to see them, you'll see them, and if they don't want you to see them, then you can't.
Wow. Well, it's all in the mind, really, isn't it, Kiva? You know, it really is. If you believe that's going to happen, that's exactly what's going to happen. But there is a few kids last year that came down and seen footprints.
Okay, of real leprechauns.
Yeah, they've seen footprints, yeah.
And so how big is a leprechaun footprint? Like, you know, this is what I want to know. Cause what size are they? Does Kevin know?
I can put my hand up here and show you girls, but like I'm not good with measurements, okay. So I don't know.
About
3 foot.
2.5, 3?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought a lot smaller. I was thinking maybe a foot or something like that. No. So maybe like the size of a child.
Yeah, probably about the size of a four-year-old, maybe. Yeah.
How do they hide then?
Three, four.
Now that you've mentioned the height, actually, I wonder, has anyone ever seen a child leprechaun before? Like, you know, baby leprechaun? Because I wonder how small they would be. Like, little, you know, toddler leprechaun running about the place. Has it ever been spotted?
No. They appear as men. There's no women leprechaun.
Really?
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
No such thing. So if you hear of a woman, there's no such thing. That's why it's so important. There's 236 of them left on the mountain. And the only way to ensure that they survive as a clan up there, and they don't become extinct, is that the more people that believe in them. That's why we have the hunt. Because when thousands go on the mountain, you're showing them that we believe that you're there, and therefore they don't.
Giving them strength.
So their survival is actually on us. Wow.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
And tell us about your replicas then. Are they also 3 feet tall?
No.
They would be very easy to find otherwise.
No, they're not. We change them every year for obvious reasons. So for anybody out there who's planning to come with last year's leprechaun, it's not good. We change them every single year. And we have a special guy this year. So yeah, there'll be 100 of them up there, and I'm wishing everybody well and good luck and fortune, and to come down and claim their cash prize at the green until 6 o'clock in the evening. And yeah, we're hoping for a good day, but sure, if we don't, then we have a chance for a rainbow. So
so either or, it's win-win for you.
Yeah.
What about, you just mentioned there the little leprechaun cavern. What, tell us about that.
Oh, it's magical. It's actually, again, you know, when you do these things, Kevin did this, you know, just to keep that whole survival thing that people still, you know, believe in the leprechauns. There's a tunnel, there's two tunnels in the cavern. One goes to the Fairy Glen in Rostrever, which is directly across the loch from where the cavern is, and the other tunnel goes straight up the mountain and leads you to the special area of protection where the leprechauns live. So you can actually travel in both tunnels. He says that leprechauns do come into the cavern at dawn and dance and make noise and things like that. He engages with them in the mornings, and it's a lovely family day, and it's very, very magical. I'd recommend it. It's TripAdvisor's top visitor attraction in the Northeast.
Oh, wow.
And it's only open a year.
That's amazing.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
and just getting onto people, tourism. You must be thronged with people looking for leprechauns. For this hunt, like coming from all over, because I know, you know, there is such a culture, not just in this country, but from other countries, of people coming in looking for the leprechauns and things like this. Leprechaun hunt must really draw people.
You have to be very careful, because everybody goes, "Oh my God, this bloody leprechaun!" You know, and they think it's twiddly dee, but it's actually not. This is our folklore. We don't believe in making up stuff. This is our folklore and our heritage, and that's why we were very serious about it when we went to the EU we went years ago, 15, 20 years ago. The first, you know the story, girls, that the clothes were found on the mountain 25 years ago by P.J. O'Hare.
I read something about it. Tell us.
So P.J. O'Hare is a local businessman. Everybody knows P.J. is in Carniford, the pub. He's dead now, God rest him. But he was famous for being up early and going around the town and walking the mountain. And he was up the mountain and he heard a cry. And when he looked behind him, the ground was burnt. Scorched, and lying beside it was a set of clothes, leprechaun clothes, and a couple of bones and 4 gold coins. And they have been on display in P.J. O'Hare for the last 25 years. So
there you go, that's your proof.
They're in a glass case. Yeah, so you can go and see them anytime. And so then Kevin Woods, Kevin Woods went and spoke to P.J. and he didn't believe him. So he launched a leprechaun hunt for everybody to go up. And he said, right, PJ, you know, if there's leprechauns up there, I'm going to launch a hunt. And if there's leprechauns up there, I'll find them. So there was a massive, massive event. I think there was 4,000 on the mountain. That was over 20 years ago. Every TV station covered it. It was just mad. And then they decided if that happens, they're going to become extinct. So we had to stop the hunt until we got the area of where they lived protected by the EU, mm-hmm. because people were going up in between that. They weren't just going up in the hunt, they were trying to
illegally
hunt
hunting
them. Yes, thank yeah. you, illegally hunting. So the hunt was stopped until 2010, when we were awarded as a designation, you know, as an area of special protection for leprechauns. So we know they're safe now, we know that people can't take yeah. them, even though they might try, we're still asking them not to. So they're safe now, so we run the hunt every year now, just for people to enjoy it. Yeah, yeah.
So it's a full hunt, so
it's a full hunt. Yeah, it's to keep people appetite going, but without actually damaging the leprechauns themselves.
It's to ensure their survival. Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. And they approve because they've spoken to McCulture, which is Kevin Woods. They've spoken to him, and he's written a book about every period of history through the leprechaun's eyes.
Oh. Wow.
It'll take you from the Ice Age, right through.
Wow.
Yeah, right through to the coming of St. Patrick, all that. Yeah.
God, there's an insight now, isn't there?
Yeah, and he's taken that book. It's more for, like, you know, not adults. Yeah, adults, or maybe from 12-year-olds. But he's taken that then and put it into a children's version. And I know my wee man, he was 7 when he read the first one. He can't wait for the third one.
Right.
He can't wait. Yeah, so it's great. It's a great series of it.
We're just going to take a piece of music now, and then we'll be back with more details of the hunt. This is Thondi and Ed. It's One Way or Another, I'm going to get you. Going to find you. That was Blondie there, and they'll all be singing that on the mountain now this Sunday, One Way or Another. I'm going to find you, I'm going to get you. We have Frances Taylor in studio telling us about this Sunday's leprechaun hunt.
It's actually a song, The Carney for the Leprechaun.
Oh, is there? You should have brought it in to us.
Yeah, I must send you that in.
Do you have do you have a bar of it there, Frances?
No. No, you don't want me to do that, Cuba. No.
I presume it'll be being sung or played
on
Sunday.
Of course, yeah. And the pipe band will also lead us, and it's amazing. You know, they only come out maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and they always come out for the hunt and lead all the people up to the church, and then the crowds just follow the signs onto the hunting area. So yeah, so make sure you get your licenses before you go to the gate, because you won't get through the gate without the license. Make sure you get it on the green, you can, from, as I said, from about 12:30 onwards, you can actually book them beforehand. If you don't want to queue on the day, you can book them through the tourist office or email info@carneyford.ie, and we can arrange getting your licenses to you before the hunt.
Okay, and for those who are going to be showing up on the day, around 12,
anytime from 12:30, yeah, because we want to be moving onto the mountain at 2:00, yeah. Yeah, so good luck to everybody. And you know what? I know two kids, but 2 years ago, found, I was saying to you when we were off air that they're always found, the 100 leprechauns are always found.
No way.
And did they still get the prize then first?
Oh, they did, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So will you let us know if there's a couple not found? We can come back and look for them again then after Sunday.
Well, they got a nominal prize. They didn't probably get the cash prize that was on them, but you know, they got a nominal prize for that.
It decreased in what was it? Negative interest.
Well,
negative
once equity. You know, once the hunt's done, once it's closed. You know, we're there until 6 to redeem any cash prizes, and after that, the hunt's closed until next year. Yeah. You have to do it that way.
Okay, well, Frances, thank you so much for coming in, and I hope you get the weather and the rainbow Sunday, and it sounds like it'll be an awful lot of fun out in Carlingford now. So Frances, thank you very much
for
coming in.
See you there. Okay,
hopefully.